The ouster and then swift comeback of Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez has put the Bush administration in an awkward position. Unlike many U.S. allies in Latin America, the White House last week stopped short of condemning the coup against Chavez. Now administration officials are being cautious about his return to power. They say they are monitoring the situation closely and hoping Chavez will bring about national reconciliation. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Before the latest turmoil in Venezuela, the United States had a long list of complaints about Hugo Chavez. The populist Venezuelan president criticized the Bush administration's war in Afghanistan, befriended Cuba, Iraq, and Libya, and shook up the management at the state oil company. So when the reports started coming in that he had resigned under military pressure, the White House responded not by calling it a coup, but by saying Chavez himself was to blame for his downfall. After his comeback, National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice told NBC's Meet the Press that she hopes Chavez learned his lessons.
We do hope that Chavez recognizes that the whole world is watching and that he takes advantage of this opportunity to right his own ship, which has been moving, frankly, in the wrong direction for quite a long time.
Some analysts, like Stephen Johnson of the Heritage Foundation, say given the protests against the Chavez government and the fluid situation in the country, the Bush administration had little choice in the way it responded.
It laid the blame for the turmoil at Hugo Chavez's feet. And I think they were right in doing that. Certainly his confrontational political style and many of the actions that he took over the past 3 years to twist Venezuelan political institutions more to his liking put him close to the line of undemocratic behavior.
The trouble is, the United States might have a credibility problem in the future as it opposes coups and supports democracy in Latin America. Bernard Aronson, a former Assistant Secretary of State for Inter-American Affairs, says Washington faced a dilemma in Venezuela.
On the one hand, the United States has invested a lot in organizing strong, unified hemispheric responses to attempted coup d'etat. In this instance, it was a government that they felt had crossed the line of democratic legitimacy and therefore signaled that they didn't oppose what had happened.
Aronson says critics could now easily argue that the United States has a double standard on democracy and is selective in the coups it opposes. But he adds this was not a classic military coup, but rather a response to widespread protests.
It's not a black and white issue, but there's no question that the United States in this instance found itself somewhat, though not entirely, a lonely voice on what happened in Venezuela.
Over the weekend, the United States did agree with the Organization of American States on a watered-down resolution condemning the alteration of constitutional order in Venezuela. And the State Department today renewed its call for a restoration of democracy, saying the situation is still fluid. Bernard Aronson warns that the Bush administration's relations with Chavez are likely to become even more difficult now. But at the end of the day, he says, Venezuela and the United States need each other. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.